بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. So we begin this evening seeking the aid and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his blessing tabarak wa ta'ala, reading again from Umdat al-Ahkam في معالم الحلال والحرام عن خير الأنام محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام مما اتفق عليه الشيخان البخاري ومسلم by the Imam الإمام الحافظ عبد الغني بن عبد الواحد المقدسي رحمه الله تعالى. He died in the year 600 after the hijrah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. We have completed, alhamdulillah, the chapter of Tahara and some of the masail wal ahkam al mutaalliqa bit Tahara, some of the issues and the rulings and regulations from the legislation of purification, the great rite of Tahara, the obligation. And we begin this evening. The author, he mentions Kitabu as-Salah. Kitab al-Salah, the chapter, the book of al-Salah, the book of al-Salah, he mentions here that under this book, or within this book, this is a type of worship, and science, from the sciences of the deen, and from the actions of worship, al-Salah. And from the salah, there are many different types. There's the obligatory salah, al-fariyadha, and there is the non-obligatory salah, al-nafilah, and there is a sunnah, al-mu'akkada, minha, and there are the sunnah that are considered sunnah, non-obligatory, but they are highly emphasized, and there are sunnah al-rawatib, and the likes like this, different types of salah. These affairs will be mentioned in this book, the book of As-Salah. Likewise, As-Salah, it has arkan, fara'id, pillars and obligations, or actions that are considered pillars. And likewise, it has shurut, conditions, as well as wajibat, wa sunan, obligatory actions, as well as actions that are recommended and encouraged. All of these affairs, they will be mentioned under this title that the author, he has, Kitabu as-Salah, the book of as-Salah. So we see that the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has begun with this chapter after completing the chapter of al-Tahara. And this is from the aspect of taqaddum al-sharti ala al-mashrut. Because from the greatest conditions of as-Salah, and before the Salah can be accepted, and the action that must be performed before the salah is at-tahara. So for this reason, the author, he began with at-tahara and then as-salah. Because likewise, whenever one wants to perform the salah, he must first begin with at-tahara and purification. So just like that also in education and in learning and in studying, in the same manner, we find that the science science of al-fiqh, and the knowledge of al-ahkam al-shar'iyya al-amaliyya, they began like this, with the ibadat, and from the most important of them is as-salah. But before the salah is accepted, there are conditions. And from the greatest of those conditions is al-tahara. And likewise, this particular condition, al-tahara, it has many rulings that are related to it. So for this reason, many of the authors, those who author works in this topic, they separate al-tahara into a separate bab, or a separate book, and by itself and alone. And then after that, the book of as-salah, the book of as-salah. So al-tahara proceeded because it is a condition from the salah. And the salah is not accepted without al-tahara. And the second hadith that we had read in that chapter, the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiyallahu anhu, لا يقبل الله صلاة أحدكم إذا أحدث حتى يتوضع. That Allah, he does not accept the salat of one of you if he invalidates his ablution or his tahara, his purification, until he makes wudu. So then the salat is not correct without the tahara. And this is something that has been mentioned and narrated from Ali radiallahu anhu. And he mentioned that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مِفْتَاحُ الصَّلَاةِ الطُّهُورِ, that the key to a salat is purification. وَتَحْرِيمُهَا التَّكْبِيرِ, and entering it to the sacred rite of a salat is by way of making a takbir. And وَتَحْرِيرُهَا التَّسْلِيمِ, and ending the prayer and leaving out of the salat and completing it is to make a taslim. And this narration is authentic on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, collected by Abu Dawood wa Tirmidhi وابن ماجه وأليمام أحمد and other than them رحمهم الله تعالى. So now the author, he begins after mentioning the affairs of الطهارة for the reason that has preceded كتاب الصلاة. كتاب الصلاة. الصلاة لغة, يعني in the Arabic language, linguistically, it means الدعاء. الدعاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصلي عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم. Allah, he mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, take from their wealth a charity that will purify them, that will purify them, and also what will صلي عليهم, and that will purify them and sanctify them. وصلي عليهم, and this is the shahid, وصلي عليهم. إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Here, the salat that is being referred, that Allah is commanding His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make for those people whom He takes the charity from, whom He takes the sadaqah from, He says, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, and يعني وَدْعُ لَهُمْ, that's what it means here, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, meaning, and make dua for them. Make dua for them. إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ, verily, your salat for them is a means of tranquility and security for them, and your prayer for them, meaning your dua for them, your dua for them, and صلي عليهم. So then الصلاه لغه بمعنى الدعاء, the word الصلاه linguistically in the Arabic language, it means supplication and invocation. Likewise, it has been narrated from Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, collected by Imam Muslim, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا دُعِيَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُجِبْ فَإِنْ كَانَ صَائِمًا فَلْيُصَلِّ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُفْطِرًا فَلْيَطْعَمْ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا دُعِيَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُجِبْ, that if one of you is invited, meaning to food, if one of you is invited for food, then he should respond to the invitation. فَإِنْ كَانَ صَائِمًا فَلْيُصَلِّ فَلْيُصَلِّ, if he is fasting, then he should make salah. But here, what is intended? فَلْيُصَلِّ, if he's fasting, if he's invited to food, he should respond to the invitation. And if he's fasting, what he should do? فَلْيُصَلِّ, then he should make salah for that person. Here, what is intended? Make dua for him. Make dua for blessing and barakah and khair in that person's food and wealth and his family and the likes like that. Make dua him. If he's not able to, if he's invited, he should attend even if he's fasting. If he's fasting, he should not eat. If he did not want to break his fast, but he should go and he should make dua for them. That's the narration. فَلْيُصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. The point here is another evidence that the word as-salah, linguistically, it means dua. It means dua. وَإِنْ كَانَ مُفْتِرًا فَلْيَطْعَمْ. And if he broke his fast, then let him eat along with them. Then let him eat along with them. So then linguistically, as-salatu bima'na ad-du'a. Naam, in the Arabic language, as-salah, it means invocation and supplication. Shar'an, legislatively, as-salat, it means, the scholars, they mention, ibadatun, as-salat hiya ibadatun, dhatu aqwalin wa af'alin makhsusah. مفتتحة بالتكبير مختتمة بالتسليم. الصلاة شرعا, linguistically, the scholars, they mentioned that it is عبادة ذات أقوال وأفعال مخصوصة. That is an act of worship that consists of statements and actions, specific statements and actions. These specific statements and actions, مُفْتَتَحَةٌ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ, they began and they are opened up with the takbir, the statement, Allahu Akbar. وَمُخْتَتَمَةٌ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ, and they are finished and sealed and finished with التَسْلِيمِ, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نعم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. So in this manner, this is the salah linguistically and legislatively. Legislatively is an act of worship, meaning that it must be done with a sincere and pure intention for the sake of Allah. And that this act of worship, it consists of statements and actions that are well known. أقوال وأفعال مخصوصة معلومة. The أقوال, like the takbir, Allahu Akbar, and like also dua al-istiftah, and also al-istiyadha, wal-basmala, and also kira'at al-fatiha. And then something else from the Quran, also Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. All of these are from the statements that are specific. This is what the salah consists of. It begins with that takbir. And then the rest of the statements that are within the salat or the actions after that, likewise, and the actions from that qiyam, standing, putting the hands on the right on the left on the chest, and likewise making ruku' and rising from the ruku' and going for sujood and sitting in the jilsa of a tashahud, and all of this from the rest of the actions, all of this is from the salah, and that salat is sealed and finished with التسليم. التسليم. This is the definition. عبادة ذات أقوال وأفعال مخصوصة مفتتحة بالتكبير مختتمة بالتسليم. This is what the ulama, they have mentioned with regards to the definition of a salat linguistically and legislatively. لغة وشرعا. So we see that the linguistic meaning, it is actually included inside of the legislative meaning, because inside of as-salat, it is dua. And we know that al-ibadah, hiya dua. Na'a wa dua, afwan, huwa al-ibadah. Kama qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dua huwa al-ibadah. So all types of dua, like even from that, as-salat, likewise, is a type of dua. And it is calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping for his reward. And likewise, yani dua al-ibadah. And likewise, during the salat, a person, he will call on Allah Azza wa Jal, particularly whenever he's in sujood. Or particularly likewise after the last tashahud, was salawat al-Ibrahimiyyah. And then before the taslim, these are times in the salat that a believer, he makes dua. So the salat, it consists of dua in this manner. So we see the meaning of a salat linguistically and also legislatively, kitab al-salat. After this, the author, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, babu al-mawaqit. Babu al-Mawaqit, the chapter of al-Mawaqit. Al-Mawaqit is a plural form of the word miqat. Al-Mawaqit jam'u miqat. Wa miqat mif'alun min al-waqt. Mif'alun min al-waqt. Naam, when you add ala wazn mif'al, miqat min waqt, al-waqt. So it's referring to the times. باب المواقيت يعني مواقيت الصلاة, the chapter with regards to the times of prayer, the times of prayer. But we see that المواقيت, they are يعني أوقات تقدر وتحدد للفعل من الزمان والمكان, that المواقيت منها ما يكون زمنيا ومنها ما يكون مكانياً, that from these mawaqit, there are some that are with regards to time, and there are others that are with regards to places. So we have the word miqat used sometimes to refer to the time of an action, and also other times it is used at miqat to refer to the place of the action, to refer to the place of the action. So there are mawaqit zamaniya, and there are mawaqit makaniya. So this word miqat is the plural of is singular form, and the plural is mawaqit. And there are mawaqit that are related to time, and they are the clarification of the time an action should be performed. And there are other mawaqit that refer to the place. They're called al-mawaqit al-makaniyya, and they refer to the place that the action should be performed. So the mawaqit al-zamaniya, for example, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, يسألونك عن الأهل قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج. Then they ask you about the new moons, and then say that it is the means for determining the time for the people, and likewise the Hajj. So this is with regards to al-mawaqit al-zamaniya. Now that we know the times of the particular months, and likewise the actions of worship that are known by the way of the months and the coming of the moon and the going of the moon and the likes like this from these different mawaqit, yani these times and phases of the moon and the likes like this. So we know the times of Hajj, they're determined by or in this manner. And likewise, there are the mawaqit, al-mawaqit al-makaniyah, for example, al-mawaqit li al-muhrim. The ihram bil hajj aw al umrah, the one who was in the state of ihram and he wants to enter into the state of ihram, then he must do that before he passes by a particular place on the earth, yani a place, yani called miqat, and they're known and studied in the chapter of al hajj. Inshallah, we'll study that chapter in this particular work, but in any case, the point here is that al mawaqit, the author, he says babu al mawaqit. Babu and Mawaqit. So some of these Mawaqit, and that's with regards to the time or the place that the action is performed. And what is referred to here is not the time, but what is being referred to here, Al-Mawaqit Zamaniya, the times of the prayer. And what is also being referred to now, likewise, As-Salat Al-Mafruḍa, Yani Al-Fariḍa, Nam, the obligatory, the obligatory Salat. So there are specific times for the obligatory prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta, that verity the prayer has been prescribed and ordained, yani made obligatory upon the believers at specific times. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta ay mafruḍa fi awqatin muhaddada ma'luma, meaning that the prayer has been made, yani the obligatory prayer has been set and prescribed at particular set and known times, and it's obligatory for the prayer to be performed in the proper time, and if it is performed before its proper time, it will not be accepted, and if it is delayed beyond its proper time, likewise, it will not be accepted, except in the case whenever there is al-udhru al-shar'i, a legislative excuse. So the origin is that the one who performs the salah before the proper time, it will not be accepted. Or likewise, he delayed it outside of the proper time, it will not be accepted. Except for in the case whenever one, he has a legislative excuse. And some of these issues, they will come in detail throughout the classes, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. With regards to these muwaqit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has mentioned them in general in his book. And this is the benefit to understand that many times there are obligations and there are rulings and regulations and ahkam al-shar'iyya wa al-awamir wa al-nawahi wa and the likes like this, the legislative rulings and regulations and the commandments and the prohibitions, ta'ti fil-Qur'ani mujmala. They come in the Qur'an in a general sense without any without specific detail. But the Sunnah will clarify those commandments and prohibitions and those different rulings and regulations and the legislation. The Sunnah will clarify it in great detail. So, for example, these prayers and Mawaqit as-Salah, the Allah he mentioned in that verse, Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitab al-muquta. This is clarifying that the Salat has prescribed times and that the prayer must be performed inside those times. And there are other verses likewise, noble verses in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, when Allah in general, he clarified the times. For example, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, أقيم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. Allah, he says, and establish the salah لدلوك الشمس. لدلوك الشمس. لدلوك الشمس أي لزوال الشمس. يعني عند زوال الشمس. So Allah, he says here in this verse, to establish the prayer at the time of Duluk al-Shams, meaning the Zawal, yani the time of Dhuhr, whenever the sun is in the middle of the sky, and then it leans to the west, when it starts to come to the zenith in the middle of the sky, and then whenever it leans to the west at this time, the time of Dhuhr has come. This is called Duluk al-Shams. So what is being referred to here, is the Dhuhr prayer all the way, and likewise the Asr prayer. Aqim as-salata li duluki shams. This includes here the Dhuhr prayer and the Asr prayer, because their time is one together. One goes into the other. One time goes until the other begins in this manner. لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل. غسق الليل إلى ظلمة الليل. Into the darkness of the night. And what is referred to here is المغرب والعشاء. Is المغرب والعشاء. وقرآن الفجر. إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. And likewise, the recitation of the Quran at the time of Fajr, verily, the recitation of the Quran at Fajr is witnessed. Meaning witnessed by Allah Azza wa Jalla, of course, and likewise witnessed by the angels. Because at this time, the angels of the nighttime, they gather with the angels of the daytime as they're yata'aqabun, they're going to and from the servants. So the prayer at this time is witnessed. The prayer at this time is witnessed at the time of Al-Fajr. In any case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He had mentioned the five daily prayers in this verse and referred to them. أقيم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس. Establish the prayer at the دلوك الشمس. And this is whenever the sun it starts to go to the west. After it has been on the east, rising and rising and rising, and it hits its peak, and then it leans, starts turning towards the west. At this time, the dhuhr has entered. This is what is referred to here, لدلوك الشمس. And included in that likewise is Asr. Included in that likewise is Al-Asr. إلى غاسق الليل. Into the darkness of the night. And what is intended by that is المغرب. And then also included in that العشاء. And then والقرآن الفجر. إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. And then likewise the recitation of the Quran at the time of Fajr. So here's the mention in general of the five daily prayers that are obligatory. And the Sunnah has come to clarify those times in great detail. So what is intended is the Dhuhr and Asr, and they are gathered together. And also for the one who is sick, or he has a legislative excuse, like being sick, or the one who is traveling, for example, and he has a legislative excuse while he's traveling, then it's allowed for him to combine his prayers. So this verse indicates that likewise, by gathering Asr and Dhuhr, the mention of Asr and Dhuhr at the same time. So the one who is sick or the one who is traveling, then the time of Dhuhr and Asr becomes one time. Originally it's two times. The time of Dhuhr begins whenever at the Zawal, لدلوك الشمس, at the beginning of the Zawal, and then it goes all the way until Dhuhr, and then Dhuhr starts. And until the person's shade becomes the same length of himself. And something's shade becomes the length of itself at that time, the Asr begins. But for the one who is traveling, who has a legislative excuse, then the time is one time. And it's allowed for him to perform both prayers in either one of those times. And the one who has that excuse, and the point is that the time of Dhuhr and Asr becomes one. And it's allowed for him to perform Dhuhr and Asr in any time from that time, because it's one time now. And likewise, Maghrib and Isha as well. Maghrib and Isha as well. And likewise, in this statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is a clarification of the virtue of the recitation of the Quran at Fajr, and also indication of making the recitation longer at the time of Fajr. وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ. I need to specify that. And mentioning the recitation of the Fajr, in Quran al-Fajr kana mashhuda. Verily, the recitation in the time of Fajr is witnessed, and witnessed by the angels, and witnessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal shahidun ala kulli shay subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is a witness, and He sees all things, tabaraka wa ta'ala. But at this time, the prayer is witnessed likewise by the angels. So we see that as well, there's an importance of qira'ah, and that Allah, He mentioned the Quran al-Fajr, inna Quran al-Fajr kana mashhuda, and He's referring to as-salat at the time, as-salat al-Fajr, but He's calling it al-Quran, yani meaning the recitation, al-qira'ah, indication of the importance of the qira'ah and the salat. And we will see that this is also a pillar from the pillars of as-salat, and this is derived likewise from this verse that Allah has called the salat al-Quran, or qira'ah, recitation. And whenever something is named by one of its pillars, something that is from it, or one of its parts, then it's an indication of the obligation of that part and the importance of that particular part. So the salat, it has to be performed at proper times. It has to be performed in the times that is legislated, in the times that are decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and the one who delays it from those times, it will not be accepted from him, yani intentionally, the one who does it intentionally without a legislative excuse. And likewise, the one who performs it before its time, without that legislative excuse, it will not be accepted from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has warned the believers, and likewise the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from taking the times of prayer lightly, and to be, and warned the believers from being negligent with regards to the salah and the times of salah specifically. And Allah, He says, "Wailu lil musallin alladhina hum an salatihim sahun," and wail, may the worshippers be destroyed. Any of those, and he referring to the hypocrites, those who are heedless with regards to their salah and forgetful. And what has been mentioned in the tafsir of this verse, any more than one understanding, but from that understanding is that there are those who delay the salat on from its proper time. So there are people who pray. They're musallun. Waylu lil musallin. Sammahum Allahu musallin. Allah has called them people of prayer. They're people of prayer, but He has mentioned that they will be destroyed. And the reason for that is because they had neglected the time of the prayer and they have performed it and delayed the prayer outside of its proper time. So this is a threat for the believer, that a believer should be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he should perform the salat in the manner that is legislated in the proper time. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about this issue, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّ. That there has come a procession, and a group of people have come later, and they neglected the prayer, and they follow their desires. And so they will now, because of that, meet a severe punishment. And the hellfire in Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that these people, when they will come, and what would be their attribute? فَأَضَعُوا الصَّلَاةِ فَأَضَعُوا الصَّلَاةِ. They neglected the prayer. Many of the ulama, they mentioned neglected it entirely. Some of them mentioned they neglected it entirely. Or others, meaning that they neglected fulfilling the rites of the prayer and performing it properly. And others, they mentioned they had neglected it by delaying it from its proper time. And this is the point that we're discussing here. And this is from the meanings of this verse. That those people, they had delayed the performance of the prayer from the proper time. So what happened to them? And because of, along with that, they followed desires. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. So following the shahawat and following the desires is from the reasons that lead a person to delay the salat. Following his whims and following his desires. And in these days we see that the people are tried with many different trials that were not present before in the nations before us and from the generations that have preceded us of Muslims. Now we see that a person, he will neglect the salat because he cannot stop looking at a screen. Or he will neglect the salat because he can't stop playing a video game or a game on the phone. Or he will neglect the salat, and the time of the salat, the time of the prayer will come and go because he cannot get his eyes away from the screen of one of these devices. Yathin billah, and he will be called to salat. He called to salat, called to falah. He's called to the prayer. He's called to success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided him to the prayer and guiding him. He's a Muslim and he knows that, but he neglects the salat all the way till the time is gone. Why? He neglected it, and he was heedless with regards to that because of a video game or because of some video on YouTube or some other affair related to the internet and the likes like this. Even there are some people who they will be neglectful with regards to the time of the prayer because of a cup of coffee. He will sit, the adhan will come, and he will sit there and his cup of coffee or his cup of tea will not finish, or the soccer game will not be over, so he'll delay it, or the basketball game, iyadhan billah. They will delay the prayer and they will neglect it from its proper time, all because of this. This is a warning here. فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَعُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَانِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَانِ. They neglected the prayer and they followed their desires. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدًا. عذاب شديد في جهنم. Because of this, they're going to meet a severe punishment in the hellfire. They're going to be humiliated in the hellfire, and they're going to be failures and losers in this life and in the hereafter from neglecting the prayer. So then, a believer, he will remember the obligation of the prayer and the greatness of the prayer, and the status and the rank of the prayer, and strive to perform it in its proper time, in the best manner, performing and fulfilling its conditions properly, and likewise its pillars, and learning them, as well as the conditions, and the obligations, and the wajibat, and the sunan of the prayer, and to perform it as the Prophet he mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَصَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray like you have seen me pray. So we see that the prayer, the affair of the prayer, is an amazing affair. Kitab al-Salah. That we're discussing now, the book of As-Salah, and the affair of the Salat is an amazing affair, and it's something that a believer that he holds fast to, and the one who holds fast to it and he guards his prayer, it will be a light for him, and a proof for him and an evidence for him with Allah Azza wa Jalla on the Day of Judgment. But the one who does not maintain the prayer and fulfill the rites of the prayer and perform it properly, it will not be a light for him. It will not be a light for him nor proof for him on the Day of Resurrection. From the affairs that clarify the greatness of the prayer with regards to this deen and the status and rank of the prayer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that it's the first thing that was made obligatory from the actions of worship. The first thing made obligatory from the actions of worship. And likewise, the obligation of the prayer was not like the rest of the obligations. It was the first obligation from the actions of worship. And also, it was obligated while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in the heavens. All of the rest of the sacred rites of Al-Islam and the obligations of Al-Islam, they descended upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was on the earth. But the obligation of Salat, the Prophet, he was lifted to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he went beyond the heavens, past a place even Jibreel alayhi salam could not go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spoke to him directly. And this is known as al-munajat, the private consultation. And in that private consultation, Allah, he made obligatory upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah, the Salat. And at first it was 50 times, and then it was lowered to 5 times with a reward of 50. All of this is an indication of the greatness of the prayer. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was raised to the heavens. The rest of the obligations and the pillars of Islam and the lights, they descended. The revelation descended upon to him. Descended down to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in this obligation, the first obligation after the obligation of At-Tawheed, it was raised from the actions of worship, he was raised and lifted. He was raised and lifted to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah spoke to him directly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made the prayer obligatory upon him. There's a great wisdom behind this, and that is that from the most important, rather from the soul and the ruh and the essence and the very foundation and the main golden intent of the prayer is to be in a state of humility and humbleness and to ponder and to think deeply about Allah and the meaning of Allah, to think deeply about the words of Allah and the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have al-munajat bil-Rabbi azza wa jal, to have that private consultation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how a believer he should be while he is in the prayer, how he should be in a state of munajat, in a state of khushu', in a state of tadabbur, in a state of khashya, thinking and pondering and reflecting in a state of worship and humbleness, in a state of private consultation with one's Lord. In this manner, likewise, it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam above the heavens. And also to clarify the greatness of the prayer is that Allah has commanded that the masajid should be built for the establishment of the prayer. And he has commanded that there should be a call made for the establishment of the prayer. There's no call made for fasting or for zakat. Nobody goes and makes a call. But for the prayer 5 times a day, there's a prayer that is called. There's a prayer that is called all over the world 5 times a day in every land. Is a called, and the people are called to the houses of Allah to establish the prayer. So the houses, they were built for this purpose, and the call was made for this purpose, for the establishment of the Salah. The Salah has a great status and rank in the deen of Al-Islam, in the deen of Al-Islam. Now, and this also clarifies the importance of the prayer and the status of the prayer with Allah Azza wa Jal, and that it is something that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the indication for a believer to realize the great obligation upon him to learn how to perform it properly, to learn how to show concern for the prayer and to perform it properly, and to not perform it heedlessly and negligently upon ignorance and not knowing the pillars or before that not knowing the conditions or the pillars or the obligations of the prayer, and not knowing truly how to perform it properly as the Prophet did sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And for this reason the author and other than him from the ulama, they have authored the works of al-hadith al-ahkam, the narrations of the regulations, is the narrations that are related to the rulings and regulations and how to perform them. And we begin in our next class reading from the text. بإذن الله تعالى هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.